Welcome home. You look surprised. What? Did you think you wouldn't see me? You agreed to meet me, and then you blow me off, and then you're surprised when I show up anyway. Well, gonna have a problem though, because I don't like getting fucked about. And that is exactly what you're doing. All that talk of you couldn't wait to meet, you couldn't wait to do this and that next thing. What, you think I was kidding? You thought just because you got cold feet at the last minute, that would be it? Oh, sorry. Do you not like smoking in your house? Well, you can add that to the things I don't give a fuck about. Sit down. No, you're going to sit down. See, was that so hard? We're gonna have a little talk. You see, I put a lot of time and effort into meeting you. I sure as fuck don't appreciate getting fucked about like this. Did you honestly think this was a fucking good idea? Oh, you're across the ocean. Oh, you're down the. Yeah. Well, it really doesn't fucking matter where you are in the world. We agreed to meet, so here we are. Now, don't really give a fuck where you've been, but I see you're dressed for the occasion. Nice short skirt, tight top. Well, it would have been nice had you fucking shown up. 2 hours I waited. You didn't have the fucking decency to give me a text. Well, you see, I'm here now, so you're gonna make this worth my while. Shut up. I don't want to hear a peep. I don't want to hear you. There's absolutely nothing you can say to justify being such a colossal cunt. So, let's get started. Open your legs. I'm sorry. Sorry, I must have started. I know. Open your legs and talk back sound very similar, but no. Open your fucking legs. Don't cry. You knew exactly what you were setting yourself up for. I told you exactly what you were setting yourself up for. Do you not remember? 2 weeks ago, when we first agreed to do this, I said, I will see you. And you laughed and said, oh, but once if I run away. And I said, I would fucking catch you. And here we are, sitting in your living room. So, maybe you should think about that one and open your fucking legs. See, was that so difficult? Gotta say, for someone as fucking stupid as you, you do have a nice choice in underwear. Black lace thong, can always agree with that one. Take it off. I wasn't asking. Take it off. There we go. Now, if you do as you're told, you'll get some enjoyment out of this one. If not, this is going to be a very, very bad experience for you. Under your top. I don't care if you're not wearing a bra. Your cunt is in fucking wide display and you're worried about your tits. Take your fucking top off. And the next button, and the next, and the next. Hurry the fuck up. There we go. Much better. Now, while I'm talking, I want your hand on your clit and one hand on whatever fucking tits the most sensitive. I don't care. We're going to have a nice, friendly talk about where we're going to go from here. And then, when I'm done talking, I'm going to get out of this seat. I'm going to walk over to you. And I'm not going to repeat myself. There we go. Much better. See? Compliance, not necessarily hard. Now, we had so many plans for this weekend. We had so much we wanted to do. We're going to do them. All of them. Even the things you weren't sure about. We're going to do everything. Before I leave on Monday, I will have had my cock down your throat, up your cunt, and yes, I will take your ass. Now, you've only seen a couple of pictures of it. I was very conservative when it came to sending pictures. There's a reason for that. The pictures you got are from a certain angle. You may have noticed. Because it hides how thick my cock is. And yeah. I'm going to stretch you until my cock is the only one good enough. By the Monday morning, you're going to be fucking begging me to stay. You're going to be begging and pleading. You will offer me anything I want just for another shot on my cock. And who knows? I haven't decided yet whether I'll let you. So, shall we start at the beginning? We met on GWA. You were a fan at first. Which was always something I found surprising because I'm very, very good at what I do. Unfortunately, that doesn't really come over on audio as well as it could. So, yeah, I was a bit surprised. I was a bit taken back when you said how much you got off to my audios. When you said how wet they made you. How my voice was all you could hear. And then you started posting. And that was it. It was mutual. Each night, I would lie in my bed with my big, high-quality headphones, my cock in my hand, and your voice filling my ears. And then we got talking. And you said that you liked it, and then you said this, and we said that. And before you know it, one thing led to another. You were saying how much you wanted me to fuck you. You were saying how much you wanted to submit, to be a good girl. Well, I was all for that one. Especially when you made a point of doing that audio just for me. That was it. I was a very, very happy man. I made quite the mess. But now, I'm here. Do you know how far I've travelled to get here? Just to watch you get addicted to my cock. And you will be very soon. Now, for someone that protested so much, that slutty little cunt is soaking. You've even made a wet patch on the chair. What do you say? Should I stand up and come over there? Should I make you my little bitch? And reward you with pleasure you have never felt before? What do you think?